Hare Krishna, this is Devashira Das with another thought of the day. So, I'd like to talk about the perfection of yoga. What is the perfection of yoga and why? In the process of the living entity towards the perfection of yoga, a birth in a family of yogis or devotees is a very great moon. For such a birth gives one special impetus to search for spiritual life, or actually, in fact, pick up where we left in our last life. Because whatever spiritual advancement we have made, if it's genuine, then that spiritual advancement continues in our next life. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is written that when a yogi engages himself with sincere endeavor in making further progress, being washed of all contaminations, then ultimately, after many, many births of practice, he attains the supreme goal. And that's in the Bhagavad Gita 6:45. And Srila Prabhupada writes that when one is finally freed from all contaminations, he attains the supreme perfection of the yoga system, Krishna consciousness, and absorption in Krishna is the perfect stage, as Krishna himself confirms, where Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita 7:19, Bahunam janmanam ante janavan mam prapadyate vasudevaha savam iti samahatma sudulabha. After many births and deaths, he who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare. So it means that after many, many lifetimes of performing pious activities, when one becomes freed from all contaminations arising from illusory dualities, one engages in the transcendental service of the Lord. So the Absolute Truth is not impersonal. It's not just energy. All energies come from Him. And therefore one can engage himself in the service of the Lord and receive great benefits. So Sri Krishna then concludes his discourse in the Bhagavad Gita on this subject in this way. He says, Yoginam api sarvisam mat gatenam tarat mana sradavan bhajate yomam same yuktamo mataha. Of all yogis, he who always abides in me with great faith, worshipping me in transcendental loving service, he is the most intimately united with me in yoga, and he is the highest of all. So that's Bhagavad Gita 6:47. It therefore follows that the culmination of all yogas lies in bhakti yoga, the rendering of devotional service unto Krishna. Actually, all of the yogas delineated in the Bhagavad Gita as it is end on this note. For Krishna is the ultimate destination of all the yoga systems. Yoga means to link with the Absolute Truth. So the ultimate destination of all yoga systems is Krishna. Nothing else. From the beginning of Kama Yoga, to the end of Bhakti Yoga. That is a very long way of or to self-realization. And Karma Yoga, without fruitive results, is the beginning of this path. That's where we start. So when Karma Yoga increases in knowledge and renunciation, that stage is called Jnana Yoga, or the yoga of knowledge. And when Jnana Yoga increases in meditation on the Supersoul within the heart by different physical processes, and the mind is on Him, it is called Astanga Yoga. And when one surpasses Astanga Yoga and comes to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is called Bhakti Yoga, or the culmination of all yogas. And factually, Bhakti Yoga is the ultimate goal. But to analyze Bhakti Yoga minutely, one has to understand the other processes. It's like climbing a ladder. And the yogi who is progressive is therefore on the true path to eternal good fortune. One will stick to this particular path and point and does not make further progress is called by that particular name Kama Yogi, Jnana Yogi, Jnana Yogi, Raja Yogi, Hatha Yogi, etc. But if one is fortunate enough to come to the point of Bhakti Yoga, Krishna consciousness, it is to be understood that he has surpassed all the other yoga systems. And Krishna consciousness is the link, the last link in the yogic chain, that link which binds us to the Supreme Absolute Truth, Supreme Person, Lord Sri Krishna. Without this final link, the chain is practically useless. And those who are truly interested in the perfection of the yoga process should immediately take to Krishna consciousness by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And they also should understand the words of Lord Sri Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, spoken 5,000 years ago, and render services to Lord Krishna, and in that way surpass all other yoga systems and attain the ultimate goal of all yoga, which is far beyond enlightenment, which is love of God, love of Sri Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Please be happy and chant Hare Krishna.